Good afternoon and welcome to Good News Updates from Living Compassion. I'm pleased to be joined this afternoon by Scott, who's here to speak with us about the recording and listening website. Welcome, Scott.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, thanks for being here.
It is a complete pleasure. Thanks for the invitation.
Oh, absolutely. Where would you like to begin? Tell us all about it.
Well, I have to tell you, just getting the assignment that, hey, would you come on Good News and talk about the website? And I think some of the things we wanted to look at is there might be folks who don't even know there's a recording and listening.org website, and maybe folks who do but haven't checked it out for a while or kind of forgotten about it. And so I got to get on the website and explore, and I'll tell you, after about 45 minutes, I was just lit up, just reading through everything, recording, all the discoveries of, oh, I thought I knew what it said on that website, and finding out, wow, there's a lot maybe I had read before, but it's new now, and a bunch of things on there that I haven't seen before.
Yes, yes, yes. So good news right there, right? If you hadn't heard, there's a whole website devoted to recording and listening. There is recording and listening, all spelled out, .org. And as you say, it's such a treasure trove, isn't it? It's so hard not to be lit up just looking at it and reading through what's on there. And as you said, it's like ever-growing, right? It's a treasure trove that keeps being added to, right? As the practice of recording and listening, new discoveries, write about it in blogs, add tips, and yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah, exactly. It's the word, the phrase that's coming up for me is, it's a living, breathing document. It's alive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's alive because it's being added to, but it's alive when we interact with it and we participate with it, which is such what we're doing in practice, right? Getting here, getting present, and being engaged, which, and the other thing, I just, it's such a loving practice, is so loving. Like, so we know that there's a lot of resistance to doing a recording and listening, right? Because essentially it helps us end that relationship with resistance and be in relationship with life. So ego's gonna fight that, right? Mm-hmm. And so you go here, I'm looking at the website right now, and it's like, you know, basically all you have to do is have a little bit of willingness, which if you're listening to Open Air right now, we can project that willingness is available to you. So just bring that to the website. Because sometimes when I'm in resistance, it's like, oh, I got to figure this out, and it's going to be hard. And so I just want someone to tell me what to do. Well, there's a little section called Rookie Corner, so if you're just starting. And, like, the first thing, so you hover your cursor over Rookie Corner, the first little tab is, what is RL? And so you get to read a little blog from Sherry, which is really powerful in itself. What is the possibility of RL? How does it work? So I actually was recording and listening to that. And that was lighting me up. And then it's like, okay, so now that you have a little background, there's another tab that says, try it, your first exercise. And it's going to walk you through, if you've never picked up the recorder before, it's going to walk you step by step doing that first exercise. And just the kindness in, you know, and then it's like hurdles to starting an RL practice. Oh, okay, I start to recognize whatever resistance is going on for me is common. Okay, now I know what that is. So it's just such a support in itself, the way that the website is structured and laid out for people.
Yes, 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 absolutely. It's welcoming to everyone, huh? And as you say, so kind and so supportive and so generous in the way that it lays it all out. So if you've never picked up the recorder and recorded before, and if you've been recording and listening for years, there's all sorts of things that you can discover on there as well. And as you said, living, breathing document, right? We just show up. We just show up with that willingness, turn the attention here, and lit up is what's here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just the kindness of it all. And, you know, it's like, yeah, but I don't know how to use a recorder. Oh, there's a section on equipment and technology. Well, I think I need some extra help. Oh, okay, well, you can get a trainer. We have RL group classes available. So it's almost like there's no room for the resistance anymore because you're just met with such support and kindness in the training through the website that it feels like there's nothing to do but to go ahead and just dig in.
Yes, Yes, as you say, every question met with that kindness and that clarity. And also I project, you know, you go into that website and find that, you know, what do I do if I hate the sound of my voice? Or what do I do if I don't know where to start with the technology?
Exactly.
And it's like, you're just so met. Right, you're not the only
person. Hey, and, Anna?
Yes?
Anna? There's some clicking going on the line and a little bit. Occasionally I can hear you, but just so you know.
Yeah, I hear a little bit of it also.
Okay. Are you able to hear what I'm saying?
Maybe you could
mostly,
just
yes.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, let me know if it continues.
Will you repeat that last part that you were saying, Anna, or just continue?
Yes. Yeah, let's see. That, yes, you're met with that clear process message of you're not alone, right? You're not the first person to have had this question about technology or resistance, to have encountered these things. And you get to have that direct experience of, I'm not alone with this question, when you go to the website, right? That it's all met with such kindness, such clarity. It just walks you through step by step. Yeah.
And the other fun thing is, so there are a lot of folks that have an RNL practice. And what I was noticing and just reading through is RNL is unlimited. And sometimes, like, when I've got a practice for a long time, I'm guessing, like, ego gets in there and starts to kind of dull the shine on it. And I kind of get into doing some similar things, and I forget the unlimited possibilities. And so what's fun about this being a living document is there are all kinds of people who have contributed to this. So, like, there's a section called All-Star Resources, which anyone could do, and it says the RL Top 25. And the RL exercise, people wrote in and said, this is, like, some of my favorite exercises. Mm-hmm. And so, like, and there's some of these I had done before, but I forgot about. Like, one of them was, I like to record sweet, silly songs I sing to myself. It's so tender and brave to sing at all, let alone singing loving, supporting things about myself. And it's like, oh, right, you can sing on the recorder. Yes, that is an option. And again, I just feel like that kind of thing is such a, you know, ego just is so serious and kind of constricted. And it's like, anything goes. Yes, whatever lights you up, singing songs, awesome. There was another one sort of similar, recording some online audio of people laughing. And then as they were doing that, they started laughing. So there's a recording of a bunch of laughter. And it's like, oh, that, listening to things like that, that's what I need in my life.
Oh, life is so creative, isn't it? And so, you know, and as you say, so light, right? So there's that constricted, serious world of ego with all its resistance, and then life's creativity and unlimited possibility. And people are going to that place as they're recording and listening. The tool supports us to bring attention here where that creativity and fun and lightness and possibility is, and then right into the website with their tips from that place. And then we get to go to the website and go to that place as we read the tips, and then, you know, and then practice it for ourselves. It really is, such an exciting process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as you said that, what occurred was the waking up process is happening, and we're all doing it together. And this is a something that we can all, anyone can participate in. And the other thing I was looking at is, you know, we talk about making it a regular practice, you know, bringing our life into RL practice. And so there's actually a tab called practice, and it's got these 14 days of exercises on a bunch of different topics, like transcending resistance, letting go, experiencing presence. So each day you have a short little exercise. And even in there, it's like, hey, you might want to print this out and carry it around. It's like, even the way it's written is so friendly. You know, there's that being with and that support, even in offering the assignments. And, you know, just, again, it feels like there's nothing left to do, but like, okay, I'm in. You know, I'm going to do it. And I was laughing because I was seeing that. And then the last tab says submit inspiration. And I was like, well, after you engage in this website, and even like maybe just record some of the things and listen to it, you're probably going to want to submit some inspiration, because it is inspiring to do the practice and to be here and to be in that waking up process.
Yes, yes, it builds and grows, doesn't it? Yes. Well, thank you so much, Scott. It feels like you've lifted the lid on that treasure trove and pulled some of the treasures out and shown us them, and we get to go and look at the website ourselves, huh? So recordingandlistening.org, recording and listening, all spelled out.
Yeah. Excellent. And Anna, just for folks to keep an eye out, if you're looking for some training support, very likely will be an RL class, the first class being offered in August. So keep an eye out for the registration for that if you're interested.
Excellent. Thank you. And thank you for joining us today, Scott.
You bet. Thanks, Hannah.